Look at the six statements for this part. You will hear a conversation between a garage owner and a woman who recently bought a car from him. Decide if you think each statement is correct or incorrect. If you think it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If you think it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. At the end, the recording is repeated. Now we're ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hello there, Mrs. Murray.
Ah, good morning, Mr. Horner. I was hoping to see you.
Always happy to see a good customer. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm not very happy with this new car which I bought last month.
Oh. We've never had any complaints before about that model. It's one of the best cars on the road. I drive one myself, you know. Never had anything wrong with it.
Well, I'm having problems trying to start mine. Every morning it's the same thing, and I've been late for work because of it.
Leaving it out at night, are you, eh? Hmm? I expect it's getting damp.
No, I never leave it out at night. I put it away in the garage as soon as I get home from work. It's really annoying. There must be something wrong with the engine.
Well, I suppose we'd better have a look at it for you. Bring it in next week.
I'd like you to look at it as soon as possible, Mr. Horner. I didn't expect all this inconvenience with a new car.
Well, we're very busy this week. Why don't you bring it in early tomorrow morning, and I'll get one of the lads to look at it. But you'll need to leave it all day because, well, he'll have to drive it around a bit.
In that case, can you lend me a car for the day, please? I can't manage all day without transport.
Well, I don't know. We only lend out cars for the day to customers who are having theirs repaired.
But I am.
We don't know there's anything wrong with it yet.
But I wouldn't be bringing it in if it was perfectly all right, would I?
Look, I can't make any promises, Mrs. Murray. Come and have a word with me tomorrow morning, and I'll see what can be done.
Very well, Mr. Horner.